Welcome back to I'm New Here, a space for women who are learning to love themselves again after the ending of something they thought would last forever. I'm your host, Dawn Richardson, and today we're going to talk about a word that sounds so simple but sits heavy in the heart. Forgiveness. Or, more honestly, what it feels like when forgiveness just doesn't seem possible. You know how people love to say, forgiveness is for you, not for them. Sounds good. Sounds beautiful. And it's probably true. But what they don't tell you is how long the space between wanting to forgive and being able to forgive can actually be. Nobody talks about the nights when you replay what happened, or your chest tightens because you know the story's over, but your emotions didn't get the memo. Nobody talks about the anger that sneaks in after you thought you were over it. Or that quiet ache that sits in your body even after the person is gone. Sometimes forgiveness just feels impossible because the wound is too fresh. But that's okay, because you're not failing, you're healing. So last week, we talked about grace, about giving yourself room to grow after letting go of guilt. Grace is gentle. Grace says, I know you're trying. And maybe grace is what opens the door for forgiveness to even consider walking in. Forgiveness doesn't always start with letting someone else off the hook. Sometimes it starts with saying, I release me. I release me from checking their page. I release me from trying to make sense of something that wasn't meant to. I release me from the story that I wasn't enough. Now, grace and forgiveness are sisters, but they move at totally different speeds. Grace whispers to your heart until forgiveness can breathe again. Now, what I've learned, my story or from my situation and what I've gone through is that freedom doesn't always wait for forgiveness. Sometimes you have to choose freedom first. Freedom looks like not answering the text. It looks like walking past the memory without stopping to pick it up again. Freedom is the quiet power of saying, you no longer get a reaction out of me. And one day, when the heart is ready, forgiveness might come. But even if it doesn't today, you still get to be free. You still get to wake up lighter. Still get to laugh again without guilt. Because freedom isn't a reward for forgiveness. It's a doorway. And the moment you decide you're done being held hostage by pain, you've already started working through it. Let's be honest. Forgiveness isn't linear. It's not a one-time decision. It's a practice. There are days when you feel strong and sure, and other days when the anger or sadness will creep back in uninvited. When that happens, pause. Acknowledge it without judgment. Say to yourself, I thought I forgave, but maybe today I just need to remember that I'm still healing. That's not regression. That's grace in motion. It's your heart recalibrating to peace. You don't owe anyone any explanation for why forgiveness takes time. You don't have to rush a process meant to protect your peace. Here's something that helped me when I couldn't forgive. I shifted my focus to what the pain was trying to teach me. Every heartbreak, every betrayal, every disappointment, it all pointed back to me, to my boundaries, to my worth, to the lesson that I can still choose softness without allowing someone to misuse it. Forgiveness might still feel impossible sometimes, but freedom? Freedom is always available. It lives in your ability to choose yourself again and again, no matter who hurt you. So, if you're listening right now, and your heart is saying, I can't forgive them yet, I want you to know that you're not broken, you're not bitter, you are human. Forgiveness is not proof of healing. Peace is. Peace starts the moment you stop letting pain have the final say. So today, choose peace. Even if forgiveness takes time, even if you never get the apology, even if closure never comes in the way you want it, choose peace. Because you deserve to be free. Thank you for spending this moment with me. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who might be sitting in that same quiet space between pain and peace. And remember, you don't have to forgive today to be free tomorrow. Sometimes freedom begins when you simply stop bleeding from what cuts you. Until next time, keep choosing you, because I promise the freedom you're looking for is already within you.